Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Another one.
Yeah. Another one. Stay down with my day one. Then we in the club screaming, no new friends.
DJ Khaled.
Still
Khaled.
Here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. Still ride with my day one. I don't really need no new friends. I stay down from day one, so I say no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit is so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time my second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you selling out the garden. Four car garage, four installments. Birdman go brrr cause he know the shit retarded. On the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch up, really call started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my. All my thoughts love me, if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you. Hey, that's luxury, dog. Day one, man, you stuck with me, dog. Ever since YouTube, been calling me the leader of the new school. For me, dog, yeah.
No new friends. Still here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. Still ride with my day one. Don't really need no new friends. I stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends.
You know what it
is,
from
day one, so I say,
yo, all of my photographs. Got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing gonna take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, fame. All black, my whip farm. Need bad hoes. Keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood. Khaled, that's my flesh out. All I want is love. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night. My same day one, straight minutes.
No new friends. Still here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. Still ride with my day one. Don't really need no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my I'm too hip to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. We good fellas. Boy, all of what you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, zip slow, live fast, young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends. Still here with my day one. So you hear me say, no new friends. Still ride with my day one. Don't really need
Money. I'm gonna move this thing along. This thing is about hush money tonight. What are we talking about? We're talking about paying to play. Hey, strictly business. Ooh. Listen, Jay-Z, I don't know, brother. I don't know. The bottom line is, what's done in the dark always comes to light. Well, what are we talking about? The recent court settlement. Jay-Z has a 12-year-old and a 21-year-old in addition to Blue Ivy. What? Are you shocked? Listen, Google it before we start this convo. Hey, you inside the social lab again, TM Hama Radio. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, appreciate the love of Faith Cole Hot Chocolate. We'll be back. TM Hama Radio Live.
What's up, Mary Jane, Molly Shaw, tell her Shanti let it had a dream, and now I'm deep. I had a dream, and now I'm deep. Catch me rolling, Kelly rolling, tell Rihanna let it had a dream, and now I'm deep. Had a dream, and now I'm deep. Mary J bought me everything. Kelly Rollins bought that Bresley Rollins. I heard Rihanna got that ooh. Tryna get Kelly wetter than a pool.
Knowing that either Jane second that Aretha Franklin. Either Payne, OG, Mary J. Ooh la la. Blew it, caught it, meal. Smoked it by the field. Told by that Lauren Hill. TLC crib with the water fountain. On my diamond. On my Madonna. Tell JD I'm gon' JJ. Gon' KK. Round, round that. Hey, day be pay that. Huh?
Mary J. Molly Star. Tell Ashanti let it. Had a dream, you know I'm deep. I had a dream, you know I'm deep. Catch me rolling, Kelly rolling, tell Rihanna let it. Had a dream, you know I'm deep. Had a dream, you know I'm deep.
J-Lo, Bay Nose, and K-Rose. Mommy, light skin, dark skins when I say so. Sipping on this brandy. Yeah. On that Keisha, yeah. Fell in love with my AK. We the new Swift and Alicia. She in between my verses. I'm in between her legs. You seen her at a wall shows. I seen her on a rag. I need a freak in the morning, a freak in the evening. Adina Howard Carey. I freak and then I'm leaving. That Aguilera bought the Black Carrera. That Kelly Clarkson bought that Aston Martin. I'm trying to get a Christina Milian, yo. And an R&B. Really blow.
Mary J. Molly Star. Tell Ashanti let it. Had a dream, you know I'm deep. I had a dream, you know I'm deep. Catch me rolling, Kelly rolling. Tell Rihanna let it. Had a dream. Had a dream, and I'm deep.
Had a dream, and I'm deep. I came up, keep it GM, no hype, beef and tell Vex, see the leader Jason. Oh, I got a fetish, talking Eve out in Philly. She just married a billionaire, trying to see where chill at. Listen, Badu, something about you. Tell me next lifetime, I'm shooting myself for proof. Oops. Tonight, Shay, I try and show you love. Heard you get 2-1, I didn't need one and I'm good. Mary J, got your number from Puff. I'm young enough to be your son, but what's that 411? No, just playing. What? Y'all know I love them ladies. What? You know I love you like a sister, unless you think it maybe.
Mary J, Molly Star. Tell Ashanti let it. Had a dream, you know I'm deep. I had a dream, you know I'm deep. Catch me rolling, Kelly rolling, tell Rihanna let it. Had a dream, and now I'm deep. Had a dream, and now I'm deep.
Hey, 914 PM here in the social lab with the whole Cruz,
hey.
General CM Hyman, the birthday boy, your girl Hot Chocolate, Sage James Adams, CeeLo Boston.
Hey, are you feeling better?
CM Hyman Radio Live. And let me just say, I don't know what the hell French Montana is talking about. I guess if that's his version of dreams of, you know, being with the R&B trickster.
Yo, that's all French do, though. That's all French do.
It's called
French
called
confuses
R&B
me a lot.
R&B Chicks. R&B Ew. Chicks is the name of the
okay.
song.
Yeah,
but the thing about French, the thing about French that I have hangups with about, I, you know, he makes some pretty solid music here and there, but it's mostly off the heels of a '90s hit.
Right. Yes.
Came
right.
off the heels
and
of
involving
a
large
classic.
Amount of babbling. Right.
A lot of his right. A lot
yeah,
of his
I mean, but that's all he does.
Uh-oh. That's called a collision.
Shots fired.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm just saying, all his joints is based off the heels of '90s hits. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw that in there, but I meant.
I concur. That was all. Go ahead.
The track is dope.
Well, our topic tonight is going to be Hush Money, Pay to Play, and what we're discussing, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just preface this with, it kind of pains me to even be a part of this discussion, so because the major subject around this person happens to be one of my all time favorite hip hop artists. I don't care what you say about him being a part of the Illuminati and
well.
All that.
He's not the only one though.
He,
so the conversation really is not about him. He's just one
no,
of
right.
many.
You're
at,
right.
At
it's
the,
not only
the
about
day.
Him, but it's about ultimately it's about a decision that either he made by himself or was forced to make and went along with, and that is a poignant point
that
some of my Facebook friends
happens every day with average
some of my Facebook friends kind of chimed in on.
But it
involves the paternity suit that Jay-Z just settled out of court with. Says it, and this is according to BlackAmerica.com. A paternity suit involving Jay-Z will apparently be settled out of court. According to RadarOnline.com, the rap mogul will likely pay a settlement to Ramir Satterthwaite, a son reportedly fathered, get this, 21 years ago. Ultimately, the case will probably be settled out of court, Lily Colley Satterthwaite's legal guardian told Radar. The settlement concludes Satterthwaite's grievance with Jay-Z, who managed to avoid his four-year attempt to unsuccessfully obtain the entertainment DNA by giving the court his work address in Manhattan. As for what he'll do with the settlement, Radar notes that Satterthwaite will reportedly use the money to pay for medical bills in addition to his mounting legal fees. Nobody wants to drag this out in court, his attorney colleague. Satterthwaite, get this as well, isn't the first child Jay-Z hasn't acknowledged publicly. The 45-year-old rhymesayer has a 12-year-old son named Issa Jael, who lives with his mother in Trinidad. And according to reports, Jay-Z purchased a mansion for the mother and pays her a monthly stipend to stay out of his and Beyonce's lives. Now,
wow.
The thought of that being the action of one of the people who I admired most as one, a fantastic business mind for all of businesses who have further brought our hip-hop culture to the forefront, to the seemingly loving and doting father of Blue Ivy.
Keyword, seemingly.
It just...
Keyword.
I feel like bamboozled, like I was hoodwinked. Like,
okay.
he's really not that person.
Hold on, CeeLo. So my first question would be, at the end of the day, I feel the way you feel about Jay-Z's music. The fact that I don't know him as a man just makes me say that at the end of the day, he's an average man with a whole lot of money and spotlight. But, I mean, at the end of the day, he's human. And so there's things that all of us have done 21 years ago that if it came to light today, it would probably shock a few damn people.
Right.
And so
maybe y'all old cats. 20 years ago.
Get out of here, Steve. Outside of his music, I'm thinking, what do we really know about him that makes him unlike the average man?
I think it's just the way
that there's anything that. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Well, I was just going to say that just because it was settled out of court doesn't mean that they found that he was the father of the child. He could have looked at it like, okay, situationally, maybe these mothers are saying this because they're not able to take care of these kids. You know what I mean? Not
but
the way they would like
case,
to have.
Why wouldn't he just
taken.
Take the DNA test to prove that he's not the father and get it over with?
Why go through all that and then he's going to bring in extra drama and all that extra stuff that he had? He may not. You know what? How about this? If a man does take the test, right, and it says that, yeah, that's his kid, do you think that he would bring them into their family and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he didn't even necessarily have to do that. I don't think he necessarily had to do that.
Right. Well,
not to make it right.
But guess what, though? That's what the same people that are saying, well, why is he settling out of court? The same people who want to say if he let them move in, well, why didn't he, you know, claim them earlier than that? Yeah, I mean, he would get judged. I guess my point is that, yeah, he would get judged regardless of how he handled the situation. He would get judged, period, just because he's a public figure.
Yeah, exactly.
But he is a man.
Look.
Not that I matter, but I'm one of the people who is saying, why wouldn't he just go ahead and prove it? Like, your word, as far as the way I feel, your word is bond. Your word is everything. So if you can give your blood sample to confirm that kid is not yours, that's it. That shuts everything.
Because there's a good possibility that it is. All right, and that's extra food on his plate that he probably doesn't want to deal with. That's probably why he was running from him. Not to say that it was just as much of a possibility that it could be. This is just a strong possibility that it's not. Because chicks are out there trying to claim stuff. You know, he's a target, of course, because he's a mogul. He's in the spotlight, and he was running around a whole lot prior to B and probably during B. You dig what I'm saying? So there is. But what I'm saying is there's probably just as good a chance that it is that it isn't. So it's like if he feels like you say your word is your bond. If you feel like I don't have the numbers that Jay-Z has over the years or whatever, but I think as a guy you would know who you might squeeze off in.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe my numbers are low enough, you know, compared to his. That I will still remember, but you know, it's just
but
a good
I
chance
think,
well,
that
I don't
it is
remember.
That it is.
I don't remember them all at the end of the day. But I can tell you, if I was in certain areas, I'm telling you. So save sound like he was a little more conservative compared to myself 21 years ago. But I mean, unfortunately, I can't remember every woman I've slept with. Damn sure don't remember their names. Unfortunately, somebody might
no,
say,
I'm
"Wow."
Not.
I'll say, "Wow."
No.
I mean, it's real though. I mean,
listen. Let me be clear. I wasn't alluding to the fact that I remember all of who. There are some names that fell by the wayside. Also, I'm talking about who I consciously ejaculated in.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. I think you would remember who you did that to. I'm pretty sure there may be,
okay.
Like I said, in his
so
line
I'm
of work.
I'm gonna tell you, I don't remember.
And with the numbers that he had, I mean, if you got extreme numbers, then I can guarantee that you're probably some that you may not remember because it's probably been a lot you was doing that you know added to the marks on the belt. But what
I'm
saying
those
is,
mothers
those
were
that made,
you know,
that's all I'm saying.
So,
that's all I'm saying.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Well, all I was saying is like just as much as the case that it could be made that it is his, there's a case that it can't be because, like I said, unless he just really doesn't know who he was just, you know, just
they
busting off
like
in, then, you know, hey, I mean, just me. That's just me thinking. Like, everybody should think like me, but I think I would remember who I just busted off in. That's just me, personally.
Well, everybody
right.
definitely
so
don't just think
saying.
Like you, brother.
Yeah, I know that.
Let's do this. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. What are we talking about? We're talking about Jay-Z's settlement situation over a 12-year-old and a 21-year-old. Or is it the 21-year-old? Only find out there's a 12-year-old. However it goes, we're talking about the good, bad, or indifferent situation surrounding the fact that he's not owning it from some people's perspective with, you know, just validating with the DNA test. When we come back, I want to shift the conversation because whether he does the test or not, I question how much of his wife's influence is driving his decision and driving the direction that he's going with this. Because to have a superstar wife comes with a lot of pressure at the end of the day. Yeah, he's a superstar, but I wonder how much of her perspective is influencing this situation. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. When we come back, we'll pick up. Keep humble your life.
My head high, I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. Oh, this is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it. What they teach you, 'cause there is no right or wrong, only a song. I like to write alone, be in my zone. Think back to Forest Hills, no perfect home. But the only thing like home I've ever known until they snatched it from my mama and foreclosed her on a loan. I'm so sorry that I left you there to deal with that alone. I was up in New York City chasing pennies, getting gone. Had no clue what you was going through. How could you be so strong? And how could I be so selfish? I know I could be so selfish. I could tell by how I treat you with my girl. Damn, she's so selfless, but she put up with my ways because she love me like you do. And though it don't always show, I love her just like I love you. And I need to treat you better. Wish you could live forever. We can spend more time together. I love you, mama. I keep my head high. I got my wings to carry me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. Don't know why you call on me. Another day, another rhyme. Another day, another time zone. Today I woke up feeling horny, so it's only right I got you playing on my trombone. Keep up, never sure where the words will take me. Feed them up, with regards to take me. Trump tight, never slurred and lazy. Give a verse and the urge to rape me, wicked please. Best friends really make great for enemies. My watch gave me, can't wait for one of these. I see, this ain't no Rolex, it's the ABB. I'm hot dog, catch up to me. Couldn't resist. Aim for the stars and I sit in the mist. But I was riding on fuel, so I stopped by the moon. Now I'm sitting on the hood of this. Like thanks for the view. Waiting on thanks from a few, 'cause without me you wouldn't exist. You know that gave you the blueprint, don't forget. Cold as your phone on 0%. Going up, 90% going up. Swear they hard, but they flowing soft. I'm taking off like Boeing on a bigger point. Getting like a coin toss, too easy. I keep my head high. I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. from. I don't know why you call on me.
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:30 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:30 p.m. on the West Coast, and that was J. Cole with Apparently.
That's right.
It's Money Monday. We are talking about this Jay-Z situation, and before we went to break, we were talking about like how much influence is Beyonce really having on Jay's decision to just pay these people off, you know, instead of just taking the DNA test, you know, and going on record that he's the father or not. I don't know, but we do have some Jay-Z lovers out there that I think they're going to fight to the death on this one. And I think we have one on the line.
Hey, 917-889-3926. They jump on it. Let's go to the phones. DC's in the building. What up?
What's going on? I hear CeeLo right there calling me out. This is cool.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
All right. From our Capitol Hill, this is our Capitol Hill contributor, folks, live out of D.C.
Okay.
So from what I've seen online, just reading, and everything we're saying is speculation because all we know that all we're able to do is read online what is put out there in internet media. The 12-year-old one has been around for years, and that one has been reported to be somebody else that was in the rock circle's child. And not his. He came out basically said, "That's not my child," and that. But it's hard that people put it out there like it is because it's also a child involved in this, so you're affecting that child.
Right.
But the 21-year-old one, that's a little bit different because now you hear that it's in court and that there's a settlement in the talks. But unless they make a settlement, we'll never know. But if they make a settlement, we know the way things work today. The paperwork will leak. But until that paperwork leaks out, I say that all we can say is it's all speculation.
Speculation.
I mean, but okay, cool. Why not be the stand-up guy and go ahead and wipe your feet clean? If you're not the father, or if you have your doubts about it, that it's supposed to be, you know, the 12-year-old or somebody else in Roc Nation's kid, you know, the chick that gets around or whatever, clear your name. Go ahead,
I mean,
I will say about
the 12-year-old. I've actually seen personally. It's not like when, you know, back in the day people said, I seen when Big Daddy Kane was on Oprah and he admitted he had AIDS. I saw Hugo Boss, or I saw Tommy Hilfiger on Oprah and he said the clothes like, it's not like that type of stuff. Or they say my cousin. I personally saw the interview where he said 12-year-old is not. I personally saw that was on Andy Martinez show, and he said, hey, 12-year-old is not mine. Now, I know, and his first thing he said after that was, I'm going to say it twice because I know some people are going to say he never said, actually, it wasn't mine. So he changed the way he said it. He said, I'm saying for a fact, that is not my kid. And stuff. So that one, I saw that one. The 21-year-old, like I said, is out there, and if they do come to a settlement, we know the paperwork will leak, but until then, it's speculation.
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
The Trinidadian chick going so hard that he's willing to pay her a stipend monthly and buy her a mansion so she'll STFU and leave him and be alone.
Yeah, but see, all that was speculation about paying the stipend, the mansion, and everything. Like I said, in the interview, he came out and said, that is not my child. And he even mentioned stuff about all the money. So he said, I'm not doing any of that. I don't know why people are putting it out there. I'm not doing any of that.
Bill Clinton said he ain't get no Becky from Monica Lewinsky.
Said it on the news conference at a state of the address. Richard Nixon said, "I will not tell a lie." He was on TV.
But you know what? Just like Kilo said, there's gonna be Jay-Z fans that's gonna say that. That's gonna say, "Hey, it's not true and everything." There's gonna be other people that no matter what, if the mother was to come out and the doctor that performed the DNA test was to come out and say, "This is not Jay-Z's child," there's gonna be other people saying, "Oh, they sent somebody else in there to put blood up in Jay-Z's vein."
That's right. They paid the doctor off.
Right, that's why I said he's going to get judged either way he goes. Right.
Yeah,
he can't
catch 22.
No way.
Catch 22.
Yeah, exactly. But then I keep his
name
in the news. Hey,
but
and that's,
I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Oprah Winfrey is my daughter's mother, and she ain't paid no money yet.
Right. Okay, we're going to get her.
You ain't seen a dime yet.
At all. She just walking around building schools for other kids.
we're talking about hush money tonight, paying to play, everybody. Hashtag strictly business. Early in the show, Hot Chocolate mentioned how much he respected Jay-Z for his business mind. I think some of this has everything to do with business because, you know, if you handled it, you know, any kind of way, I think he's putting himself out there, you know, to you know what happens in America when they don't like you and they don't want to see you succeed. Listen, look at Paula Deen, and they'll take you down. And so, because guess what? She got down on her knees. And you know what I'm saying? And she's begging and pleading.
Yeah, but she's a white lady.
My only point is this, though. Jay-Z is larger than life, but so was Bill Cosby.
Hey,
and so all I'm saying is he's handling it as delicately as possible under the circumstances, from my perspective. And at the end of the day, he's an average man who just has a lot of spotlight and a lot of money. Because, there's a lot of... No one would care if he didn't have the spotlight and he didn't have money.
Right.
Nope.
I mean,
not at all.
I think Beyonce still would have rocked with him, though.
Redman, he wouldn't be getting this much attention.
No. Method Man either.
I might light your wrist, but okay, I might wipe you on by your nice twist. Mom, but you really gotta ride nice. Know how to work your hips and your priceless. Professional of the whole bit, I never let you down. Get you bling like the Neptune said. Hot hole, too hot in the hole. Ladies love me long time like Tupac. So only way to roll, jigger in two. Ladies, I'm too cold.
Hanging out with us. I'm your boy, Save James, TM Hyman Radio. We are still discussing. Got that lotto popping off in a second. We're waiting for him, the homeboy, to show up. Oh, he's on with us? Oh, Eddie Lotto is in the building. What's good, big guy?
Hey.
Hey, with those lotto tips, blue flame money line.
Yeah, man, we got
I started to hit you, Save. Listen, Save, yesterday, Najee hit me up with the birthday wish. The first thing Najee says is, yo, T, ask your brother for some lotto numbers for your birthday.
Clear it up. The gift that keeps on giving.
Hey, hit us off with those lotto tips, man, and thank you for starting that Florida group, Blue Flame Moneyline Florida now. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Yeah, it's the takeover of the night. So it's all about making money. We're trying to make as much money as we can in every state we can. So the group just picking up numbers every state we going to.
So for folks who have no idea who this laid-back dude is who's talking, introduce yourself to the world. And if you want them to be excited, I'm gonna need you to turn up just a little bit. Introduce yourself to the folks.
My name is Eddie Lotto. And
hi,
I pretty much just teach people how to play the lottery in general. And that's it. I teach you how to become a better lottery player. That's it. That's to sum it all up. You know,
so one would say, how do you teach me? How do you teach me? How do I learn?
It's you pay for it.
Okay.
And I teach
pay to play.
Oh, snap.
It's
pay to play, baby.
That's like cut straight to the chase. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blue Flame Money Line. Tell folks what Blue Flame Money Line is and what the hell are they paying for? What is the product? What are they buying?
Pretty much you buy a system. The system works, and I teach you how to use the system to create revenue for yourself, outside of your workplace. Second, third job opportunities, literally minutes, you can get it done. $300-$400.
And so how can they follow you? How can they follow you? How can they get more information?
You can reach me at Eddie Lotto. You can hit me up on Facebook and just become a friend. Befriend me. That's it. That's the first step to a new life.
Don't you got a website too, Blood?
Yeah, I do, man. It's blueflamemoneyline.com. Blueflamemoneyline.com. There's no gimmicks, no catchy slogans, no none of that. We working. That's it.
Hey, Eddie, I don't know if I ever asked you this, but what got you into playing the lottery as your way of life?
Well, actually, I've been playing the lottery for a minute, and I actually started really, really got into playing the lottery, but just because for the sport of making extra money. But then once I realized and I got deeper and deeper into it, I realized it's a whole society. 3% of these people that play the lottery, they do this for a living. And I figured I could be one of those people.
Okay. And it has to be working out well for you to have so many groups going. And I see a lot of people participating in, like, the Blue Flame Moneyline group on Facebook. And so that's another way, people.
And it starts early. Yo, they, like, get up at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and they on the money line.
Word, son.
Yo.
Sure do. I get up in the morning.
It never stops, like, right now. Even though I'm on here with y'all, I'm doing a workout for Virginia right now as we speak. So, like,
right.
It never stops. You know what I'm saying?
And so,
that's why I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Eddie Lotto, Blue Flame Moneyline. We're going to let Save, you've actually purchased product. You've applied some of the science. Share what your experience was.
Nah, I mean, the brother, he knows what he's talking about. And I'm not saying that only because I won some off his method, but it's consistent. I've never won the lottery before. Like, not even, I, you know, I ain't hit, like, you know, no Mega Millions or no nothing like that or whatever, but, you know, the pick threes or whatever that he specializes in, I've never won any of those joints as much as my mom's played lotto back in the day in New York and whatever, whatever, having to run to play her numbers before the machines closed. I never did it, and I never won until I got with Homeboy. I mean, one of my my testimony was on his website, if you know, if it's still up there. But I mean, I gave a testimony for his website and everything. And I mean, dude knows what he's doing. He got it broken down to a science. He uses calculations with logarithms and all that other good stuff in there. So it's, you know, it's broken down to the to the bare bones of it. And I recommend anybody
Thank
that's serious
man.
About it, you know, get with them. No, seriously, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not in a subjective manner. I'm being dead ass because, you know, I won a couple times.
Right.
You know, when
right.
I was injured. I need to pick up the mantle again to get back on my horse. But
see,
when
yeah,
I was on that horse,
yeah,
I was
yeah,
doing okay.
Now, hold up, babe, before you go any further. All right, let's talk for a second. All right, this you have.
You
were
you
the beginning.
Seconds.
I showed
six
you
seconds.
The beginning. I showed you the beginning. It's evolved. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm pretty sure. And, I'm no fool to that because I know this kind of game has to evolve in order to serve. So I'm no fool to that. But just from the foundation that I had, it was sufficient enough. And I was able to make do with what I had. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so I just want to I want to clarify this, and I want you to hit the people off one more time. There is learning how to play the lottery that you play at 7-Eleven, but there's also an online gaming system as well. The one thing Onaje said to me yesterday is that he hadn't won with the online. He hadn't won, excuse me, with the store picks, but he knew for a fact the online gaming was better. Tell the people again how they can get in contact with you, how they can follow you.
You can follow me at Eddie Lotto on Facebook. That's the main way, Eddie Lotto on Facebook. Just hit me up and befriend me. That's the main way. And then you can go to the website, Blue Flame Money Line. That's the main thing. Just sign up and register, become a member, and that's the first process that you got to take. And then
It's 9:52. We're going to pause for the calls. Come right back. We're going to take a quick break. Back after this.
Okay, I'm reloaded. You motherfuckers think you big time? Fucking with Jay-Z, you going to die big time. Here come the pain.
Jigga.
Yeah. Yo, peep the style and the way the cap sweater.
Uh-huh.
The number one question is, can the feds get him?
Uh-huh.
I got vendettas and dice games against
uh-huh.
ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jetters. Take that with you.
Hit ya, back split ya. Fuck bitch fights and lane scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle.
Uh-huh.
Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related.
Uh-huh.
Most haters
can't fade it. While y'all pump Willie, I run up and stunt silly. Yeah, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie, squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelet, frostbit. Ring two, niggas round the way, call me Igloo. Stick
home. Where you from? Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all. Hit your forge, you crazy. Think a little bit of rhymes can play me. I'm from Mars, see, I'm varsity chump, you JV.
Trigger
JV.
Nigga, baby, my bedside flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's ditching. Gram chopping, police beer docking. D's at my door's knocking.
Keep rocking, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols.
Blazing,
hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the day's end. With New York place outside.
Get up out of there.
fucking ride.
Keep your hands high, shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper, Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me you're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place and hit six shots just in case.
To do. Made a fortune off Peru, extra dyke, China white, hair on, nigga please, like short sleeves, I bear wrong, stay out away from here on,
clear,
gone,
me and Gutter had two spots, the two for $5 hits the blue top, wow. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot, if they had
twins, they had twins, you probably had two pops, get it,
get it,
pop, yo, we back, TM Hammer Radio Live, and this is still a song that can be debated on. Who killed it more, Big or Jay?
No doubt.
And there's no wrong answer.
Hey,
there's no wrong answer. It's just perspective that has to that may differ. No wrong answer. I always say it's 50-50, but somebody got 51-49 a little bit. It's not a big difference, but it's still a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's no wrong answer to that. Who killed it more? There's no wrong answer to that. Anyway, we're back. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We still here with Eddie Lotto, y'all, and he's gonna give us a quick rundown. One more time, his contact information and about the different products he has available. Talk about, real quick, talk about, in 6 seconds or less, those sheets that you have for sale and what they provide for the folks that are trying to get in the loop.
The major one that's really, like, making a lot of noise is called Top 4, all right? And Top 4 produced these real-time stats in Virginia last week, the last 10 days. It hit 11 times in 10 days. All right, the last Florida one, it caught three of those triples.
Right.
All right, you caught three of them. You know what I'm saying? All right, now, that hit 10 times out of 14 days. You see what I'm saying? Like, these are real-time stacks that these particular shots are giving out. These three digits are there. They're $15.99. That's it. That's all.
And
they have
for those that are listening,
they have to contact you directly, or are those sheets on the website?
No, they contact me directly. You got to become a friend on Facebook with me, and then I can email you. And I invoice you. I invoice them
got
the information.
All right. And for those that are confused about why he's saying like Tennessee and Michigan and all that stuff like that, a lot of people play online, so there's an option to pick any state you want to play in. So for those that live in those states, you know, fall in line accordingly. But for those that may live in like Florida but want to play in Tennessee because it's hot, or Michigan because it's hot, or Delaware because it's hot, that's when you play online, and that's how you capitalize on that for those that may be confused.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. We've been talking about hush money, paying to play. Hey, Jay-Z has been the center of the discussion tonight, but I'll tell you something. The real bottom line is, you know, dads need to take care of their kids. You know, step up to the game. You know what I'm saying? If you can lay down and make the baby, listen, they didn't ask to be here. Take care of your children. I wouldn't care whether you were Jay-Z, Pee-Wee, you know, or Jerome. Said, take care of your kids. Let's rock. We are out of here. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Lotto.
All right,
check y'all out on Wednesday. Yeah, y'all be good. See y'all on Wednesday. And it's
Hey,
T,
hit me up after the call,
T.
We'll do.
And Jay, if I misrepresented you in any way, I apologize, but I need you to prove it before I won't believe it.
Aww.
Okay. Jay, you ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to do for nothing for nobody. You ain't paying.
Okay. No.
Whatever. You keep doing what you're doing, blood.
Hey, look, no. if all y'all get on the call when we get off, I need all y'all on
Eddie,
the call.
Eddie, she talking about Jay-Z. She ain't talking about you. She talking about Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, no, not you, Lotto. Not you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you tried and true,
like,
bro.
We know your product,
yeah, man.
Real,
hey, we see y'all Wednesday. And ladies, I got the Fountain of Youth for y'all. I've been holding on to the top for a while, but I'm going to bring it up to y'all Wednesday. Fountain of Youth.
Oh, Fountain Lord have mercy.
Well, can I get it before we go to Miami, please?
Absolutely not. I'll let you know what it is on Wednesday, and it'll be up to you. It'll be up to you.
I appreciate you right now.
Oh my
what
God.
Up, it's
okay,
we love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for listening. We love y'all. Stay crazy.
Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. Talk radio show. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live. See him, Hyman live.